Now it's 5 o'clock, and on Radio 3, in our traditional music series, we're presenting music of the Turkish gypsies, played by the Erkasoy brothers of the town of Bursa in western Turkey. The programme is introduced by Donald MacLeod.
When the Mongols and Arabs invaded northern India and Afghanistan, a swarthy race of nomads fled towards the west. One wave of emigrants swept through Syria, moving around the southern Mediterranean coast, through Egypt and North Africa, en route to Spain. But others took the northern route, via Persia and Armenia, to Asia Minor, and eventually the Balkans. When, in the 14th and 15th centuries, the Arabs and Ottomans invaded the territory known today as Turkey, the gypsies migrated further west to Hungary and Germany. But many of them stayed in countries ruled by the Turks. Quite often, gypsies became vagrants, plying their trade as woodcarvers, tinkers, coppersmiths, horse dealers, fortune tellers, or even bear drivers. But some gypsies, willy-nilly, became robbi, or serfs, slaves to be bought and sold on the open market. At least they had a roof over their heads, and with luck, they became a part of a wealthy household. Some of these gypsy slaves eventually became musicians, and among their descendants are the Erkasoy family, who live today in the old town of Bursa. It's about 80 kilometres south of Istanbul, as the crow flies, although it would have to fly across the Sea of Marmara. We'll hear now, from the Erkasoy brothers, a hornpipe from Istanbul. It's part of a suite of dances, including an improvisation, in which the violin pretends to be a bagpipe.
Thank you. Thank you.
suite of Turkish dances played by the Erkesi family of gypsy musicians. Ali plays the violin, which has now almost entirely replaced the traditional bowed stringed instruments in Turkish music. His brother, Salahaddin, plays the oud, or lute, and Barbaros is the clarinetist. Also in their group, Güngör Hörses, who plays the hand drum, and Sezgin Sezer, who plays the kanun. It's a dulcimer, a large strung board placed on the knees. The player hits the strings with hammers, while the fingers of the hand which isn't hammering stop the strings. Here's a solo on the kanun. It's a virtuosic improvised prelude called a taksim. Taksim Nihavend, an improvisation played on the kanun, an instrument in the shape of a trapezoid. It was given that ancient Greek name, kanon, meaning a rule or law, by none other than Pythagoras. On the 6th of April 1326, the town of Bursa became the first capital of the Ottoman Empire after its capture by Osman Gezi. Today, this town where our musician gypsies live is an industrial region, one of the main centres of Turkish car production, turning out Renaults, Fiats, and a homegrown make, the Anadol. It isn't far from the Black Sea, where the Turkish stringed instrument, the kemençe, is still played. Ali Erkese, with the traditional gypsy flair for imitation, was recreating the kemençe style on the violin in this dance called Kerchekçe. Thank you. Kerçekçe, a dance from the Turkish coast of the Black Sea, played by descendants of the gypsies who settled in northern Turkey. In the Ottoman Empire, the musician was of a lower caste, probably the reason why the gypsies who'd been slaves were allowed to embrace the profession. The only others who were allowed to perform in public were Greeks and Jews. But it was mainly the gypsies who provided music for the concerts and entertainments organised, or shall we say sponsored, by the pashas, the provincial governors. And it was gypsies who played the music for the popular shadow theatre, the karagöz. The gypsies assimilated many of the traditional Turkish folk styles. Here are the Erkese brothers and some of their friends in a dance from eastern Turkey, in which they display not only the wilder kind of gypsy temperament, but also their exuberant but precise vocal ensemble.
That programme of music, played by a family of Turkish gypsies, was introduced by Donald MacLeod. The producer was John Thornley.